When Paul Revere sped through the town with that historic ride, he spread the news to all around, and this is what he cried. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, gas and electric ranges and water heaters, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now, the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Well, here we are again.
Yeah, I guess the sponsors didn't hear the show last week.
You know, I didn't think last week's show was so bad. You got a few laughs.
Yeah, few is right. I heard more laughs on frost warnings.
Say, I want to thank you again for taking me to that Hollywood sneak preview.
Well, I had to take you here. The only sneak I know. I got... I get my hands on the guy that put that in there.
Well, you know, it was sure fun rubbing elbows with the movie stars.
Elbows? You mean popcorn bags. Hey, how about that guy sitting next to me bawling me out for eating popcorn while the picture was on?
What'd he say?
He said, stop eating my popcorn.
You mean you were eating another guy's popcorn?
Yeah, I want him to finish it so I could pop the bag.
Oh, you know, I sure enjoyed that picture.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the best thing he ever did.
I wasn't in it.
That's what I mean. It was the best thing you ever did.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Uh-huh.
What I just said?
No. I can just see you standing in that unemployment line tomorrow.
Hey, and we had fun at the Macombo afterwards, too.
Yeah, but it was a good picture that I was in at Texas Carnival. That's really something, boy. Mm-hmm. When the picture was over, the producer ran up to me and he says, well, Skelton, you've done it again. This time we're going to sue. Well, yeah, we had fun. Where did we go?
Macombo.
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The Macombo. You mean Fort Knox with waiters.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there were sure were a lot of autograph seekers, too, in front of the club when we went
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I was rather embarrassed. A fine time for my battery and the lights up my shirt front to go dead. Say, I wonder why all the people were asking for my autograph.
Well, they probably want to see if you can really spell your name.
Yeah. Out of there.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to miss you around here. Well, I guess I showed them all, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, which reminds me, I got to get another rubber stamp made. That old one's nearly worn out.
We really spent a lot of money at the Macombo, but after all, you only live once.
Yes, but the way taxes are now, to live once, you have to live twice. There's a brilliant line, isn't it? You can't blame it on a writer, either. Hey, I thought it up on my own little stupid spur of the moment.
You know, I really enjoyed myself. I drank 8 Cokes.
Yeah, Jim Farley, I love you. He drinks nothing but Coca-Cola, this guy. He never passes out. He just has those long pauses that refresh.
What did you drink the other night?
Oh, I had a fancy drink. It's something I learned about in Paris last summer.
What was that?
Yummy yogurt. And had a call with soda. I had a call this morning, but I didn't answer it. You know, jokes like that make you feel like a total stranger.
Say, did you notice what an impression I made with the head waiter?
Oh, yes.
I just snapped my fingers and he gave us a ringside table.
Yeah, ringside at the Hollywood Stadium. Before he
you mean? We were sitting right next to the orchestra.
Yeah, we were so close to the orchestra that when I started to eat, the leader pointed his baton at me, and I had to do a solo of My Blue Heaven on a hamburger.
That girl you brought along, boy, there's that girl has no manners at all.
What was the matter with her?
She ate her soup and four people got up and started to dance. One guy next to me says, "Run for your life, the boiler busts."
Oh, it's too bad our wives missed it. They were in the powder room.
Yeah. Every time I hear them say they're going to the powder room, I get nervous. I think they're going to blow up the joint.
I want to thank you for picking up the check.
Oh, yeah. It was a mistake. I thought it was a napkin.
Oh.
Well, you know what this guy does when the check comes? This is the truth. He says, "Oh, come on, will you?" And he gets real loud, and everybody starts looking. He says, "Let me have it. Will you let me have the check?" He stands there and adds it up for a couple minutes, hands it back, and says, "That's right."
Well, I still want to thank you for picking up the check.
Oh, yes. Quite a bill, you say.
Oh, I do work.
Down the bottom. Just pick up anything and read it. It don't make any difference.
Oh, I see.
Nothing makes sense anyhow.
Just the same, thanks for paying for it. It was quite a bill. $52. I can't even see.
You can't even read, you mean.
$55 the bill was.
No, 52.
No.
Well, don't you remember just before you paid it, you asked me to loan you $51.75?
That's right. I didn't have quite enough to cover the bill.
By the way, Red, when are you going to pay me that money I loaned you?
I don't know. Let's turn another page and find out.
Well, what does it say?
Well, it says, here's Dave Rose and his orchestra, and they're going to accompany the Smith twins while they sing
Mole Emma from Texas Carnival.
The moon is kind of yellow and it's hanging down low. There ain't no need to hurry when there's no place to go. So, whoa, Emma, behave yourself. Whoa, Emma, my silly little fairy, take it slow, Emma, and save yourself. A lady don't go lickety-splitting, such behavior ain't befitting. Whoa, Emma, control yourself. Oh, Emma, my bossy little horsey, home we go. Emma, control yourself. Cause soon we'll both be hitting the hay and call it a day. In the hay, we'll find smell as clean as snow. Enjoy the sunset and we'll pull gouge your throat. Oh, you know, Emma, I'm past my prime. So, Emma, my bony little pony, move as though, Emma, we're on a dime. And don't begin the clippity-clop and held the pop, and Emma, take your time. We're feeling kind of cozy and it wouldn't be right to giddy up and hurry home on this kind of night. So, whoa, Emma, take your time, Emma. You need some time to say goodnight.
You hear a lot of claims these days about modern refrigerators. Self-defrosting, no defrosting, this or that feature. But have you seen the new Nord Jet self-defroster? There's the refrigerator that has everything. A really advanced type of automatic defrosting. Jet defrosting. That melts frost so fast, even ice cream stays frozen in the big cross-top freezer. Since it doesn't depend on counting cycles, Nord never surprises you by defrosting just as company arrives. Or fails to defrost if you happen to be away for a few days. Nord defrosts every night on schedule. Really, it's the simplest, most practical self-defrosting system of all. And why not? Experience counts. Norge is the world's largest manufacturer of self-defrosting refrigerators. They originated automatic defrosting back in the 30s. And as for space, usable space, this new Nord's Jet self-defroster really has it. A whole door full of shells for up-front storage, with built-in egg nest and four temperature butter bank. A regular pantry of adjustable, movable shelf space inside. If you're even thinking about buying a new refrigerator, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled, How to Make Enemies. Chapter 1 is about a case of mistaken identity, and it stars Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am. The last time I saw Barbara, I was sick as a dog. Well, I'm all registered for the draft again, and they don't know how to classify me either. Dead or alive. They said they were going to defer me because I'm a farmer. Of course, my corn crop wasn't too good this year. The ears are so bad they're wearing hearing aids. Oh, well, I can always stop in at Daisy June's house for a bite to eat if I run short of money. I wonder what she's having for supper tonight. I hope it ain't hash. She's so impulsive, you know. Here comes that same car again. Now, that guy's been following me for an hour now. I hope I ain't in any trouble. Somebody told me that the dog catcher had a warrant out for me.
Well, if it ain't Lieutenant Mussel.
Who?
Mussel, do you remember me?
I don't even remember me.
Stop playing dumb.
I ain't playing. I'm sincere.
Look, Lieutenant Mussel, you remember the way you pushed us GIs around? Oh, you ain't got those bars on your shoulder now.
Here, let go of my Adam's apple. It ain't quite ripe enough to pick yet. Let go. You got the wrong man.
Look, I told you overseas that if I ever met you when you get out of the army, I was going to punch you right in the nose.
Who's going to punch who in the nose? Me?
I'm going to punch you.
You try it once and you'll be surprised. You see? It was easier than you thought.
Lieutenant, get up, you. Oh, hey, no. Wait. Stop, just please. A minute. Stand over here in the light.
You're doing all right with me standing in the dark.
Oh, look, I'm awful sorry, fella, but from a distance, you look just like Lieutenant Mussel.
You?
Hey, tell me, did I hurt you?
Oh, no. I tied this knot in my spine to remember something.
I'm awfully sorry that I punched you without thinking.
Well, I'm not. If you'd have thought about it, you'd have done a better job.
Well, look, please accept my apologies for mistaking you for Lieutenant Mussel, will you?
You mean to tell me that there's another guy in this world that looks like me?
You look enough alike to be twins.
Good heavens, what a gruesome thought.
No hard feelings, eh, buddy?
I got no feelings at all.
Can I drop you off somewhere?
No, I'll drop me off somewhere. Knock me down. Now you want to? This is my girl's house here. I got to hurry. I'll be late for supper. Boy, what an experience that was, being mistaken for somebody like that. Oh, well.
Howdy, player.
Well, Daisy.
Your nose is bleeding. What happened?
Well, I ran into an old friend of mine. Of course, he had his fist out at the time.
Well, won't you come in?
Oh, don't care if I do.
Well, wait till I open the screen door.
Oh, you always were a stickler for details. I'm sorry, I didn't notice the screen. I thought those specks in front of my eyes had turned to squares.
You're just in time to help me with supper dishes.
Dishes? You mean you have already eaten? Why, this is a cat after me. This is a catastrophe. You have eaten.
Didn't you eat, Clem?
Are you accusing me of doing something behind your back?
Oh, I'm sorry, Clem. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not too hungry.
Your stomach's growling.
Well, it wasn't thunder, I'll tell you that.
Look, if you'll help me with the dishes, I'll fix you a bite to eat.
Well, now that's mighty neighborly of you.
I'll wash, and you dry.
Why should I dry? I'm not even wet. Chicken inspector.
Sam.
I'm hotter than a Harry Roy Rogers pistol tonight.
Why must you act like an imbecile?
Because I refuse to put on airs, that's why.
Here, take this towel to dry the dishes with.
All right. I'm good at drying dishes. Let me dry three of them at a time. Just shuffle
them around. Oh, now, stop showing off. You can't dry three dishes at a time. You're liable to break one.
Look, I've been drying dishes all my life, and I've never broken one. Until now.
Oh, Clem. I bought those dishes to have when I got married.
Oh?
It was a service for six.
Come again?
It was a service for six.
You're marrying somebody with kids?
Just clean up that mess.
Oh.
Don't stand there. Go get the broom.
All right. I could just bend over and sweep it up with my eyebrows. Well, let's see. Where could that broom be? Somebody prowling around out here. Hey, you. What are you doing? Who are you? Who are you? Look, are you going to tell me who you are, or am I going to have to run from the light?
Hey, could you tell me where 521 Keys Avenue is? Lieutenant Muscle, I've been looking for you.
Wait a minute now. Remember, it's me. It's me.
How
here.
Could I ever forget you?
Look, let go of my ear, will you? Now look what you've done to my ear. I look like a lopsided bloodhound now.
This is for being so nasty to the boys in our up.
Here, look. Look, old man. I'm Clem Cadiddlehopper. Look, you beat me up just a little while ago, remember? You mistook me for that Lieutenant Muscle.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yet I never can remember faces.
Well, no wonder you keep going around changing them.
Look, I'm awful sorry, Clem, but, well, you do look so much like Lieutenant Muscle. You see, I think of how he treated our outfit.
Yeah.
Well, I just got carried away.
You're going to carry me away if you keep this up.
Yeah, but look, I can't keep beating you up like this. Here, wear my Dewey button.
Dewey button?
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
See, now I'll know you the next time I see you.
Well, thanks. That's very neighborly of you. You said you were looking for 521 Keys Avenue?
That's right, yeah.
This is the place. This is the house, but you better go around to the front door. Because if you knock at this back door, they shoot, and then they ask questions. Of course, they don't get many answers, but they ask them. See that sign over there? Anybody found around here at night will be found around here in the morning.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. I'll go out at the front door.
Okay.
Hey,
get this room in here.
I'm keeping you.
Who's he talking to a man outside?
Well, what was he doing at the back door? Who was he?
That's him now. I told him to go around the front door and I let him in. Howdy there.
Oh, pardon me. Could you tell me? Lieutenant Muscle, I told you I'd look you up.
Here now.
Get up, you rat. Get up.
Look, you eager beaver. It's me, Clem Cadiddlehopper. Look, I'm wearing the Dewey button.
I'm sorry. Politics ain't going to help you. All right. Now, take that.
Look, you're asking for it, boy.
For what?
Manslaughter charges. A good thing I don't lose my temper easily.
Here, you big bully. What are you trying to do? Knock Clem, silly?
If you are, you're wasting your time.
Get up on your feet, Lieutenant Muscle.
I ain't Lieutenant Muscle.
He ain't Lieutenant Muscle.
He ain't Lieutenant Muscle.
Muscle died over a year ago.
Muscle's dead? Well, that explains the resemblance, then.
You say Lieutenant Muscle's dead?
Dead.
Gee, I'm sure sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so much.
He was the nicest guy I ever knew. You know, with him gone, life won't be worth living.
It's going to help me out, though.
Poor Lieutenant Musser. Well, see you around.
Oh, my poor, poor Clayman. I'll fix you something to eat.
Oh, never mind. How could I chew it with my teeth scattered all over the rug? I'm going home.
You're going home?
Yeah. I'm going to stop by the undertaker's and get an appraisal, though. What kind of an offer can I get? Well, I'll see you later.
Well, aren't you going to cast me?
Look, I've taken enough punishment in one day. No.
Now David Rose and his orchestra will play Don't Fence Me In. Weekly homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Hello there. You know what a nuisance it is to have to fix individual salads or a salad bowl at the last minute, especially when you're busy with company. Well, here's a trick. In several of the new Norge refrigerator models, the crisper is full width. So just fix your salads with everything except the salad dressing in the morning. Then store the individual plates or the whole salad bowl right in the crisper. The salad will be as fresh and crisp as if you just fixed it.
You get that big crisper with a new Nord's Jet Self Defroster, and it's a peach. It dies out on runners light as a feather, and it has removable dividers, so it's actually three crispers in one. Every place you look in this handsome new Nord's, you discover new conveniences and ways of stretching space. For instance, there's room for a whole case of tall bottles. There's a meat drawer deep enough for a big roast. And room in the full-width freezer chest for over 52 pounds of frozen foods. And you'll never have to think about defrosting again, because this new Jet model defrosts automatically every night in mere minutes. Even ice cream stays frozen. If this is your year to buy a new refrigerator, take a look at the new Jet Self Defroster, for you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. Our third chapter on how to make enemies is about the nuisances you meet on a bus. The nuisance in this case happens to be Junior, the mean little kid.
All right, Junior. All right, now, here comes our bus.
Oh, we don't do them poor people know what's in store for them.
I expect you to behave yourself.
Oh, you dreamer, you.
All right, folks, all aboard. Watch your step.
Ah, shut up.
Junior. Here, let me help you on the bus.
Oh, here. Stop picking me up on my ears. I look enough like a wabbit as it is.
Junior, go sit down while I pay the bus fare.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, say, you can't sit on my lap, son. You'll block my view, and I might drive this bus into a tree.
And you wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
Looks like I got a live one tonight, don't you?
Get off the driver's lap.
No, I want to watch this bird drive. He looks a little carrot to me.
Well, here's your fare, driver.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Hey, what was that bell you just ring? Why did you do that?
Oh, it's just a meter to tell the bus company how many people rode the bus today.
Oh, well, then you better ring it again.
Why?
Because I is here. Two of us got on this sardine can with wheels. And you only ring it up once, so... There, now it's right.
What did you do that for?
Junior, would you let things alone?
Well, he's inferring that I is nothing. He has to tell him how many people rode the bus. So all I did was... Like that.
No, that'll be 20 cents more, my dear lady.
Well, don't get so silly.
Don't get so snippy.
Here's your old 20 cents.
Yeah.
Thank you, lady. Thank you.
Well, it's not knowledge.
Why are you staring at me, son?
You trying to steal that money?
What do you mean?
She just gave you 20 cents. Let's hear the bell ring. Let's hear it ring. Like this.
No! Sadie, if I had a child like that, I'd give him points.
If I had a pop like you, I'd take it.
What are you fretting about now?
Your boy just pulled the chain and rang up two more pairs. Do you realize that now I'm short?
Well, if I hadn't rang the bell, you'd be long. Nuts. The whole world's nuts.
Look, lady, I can lose my job for that.
Don't get sarcastic with me.
Yes, don't get sarcastic with her. No, you better be careful, boy. She wrestles on television every Monday night.
All right. Now, get out.
I will not.
I'm warning you, mister. You are now talking to the hooded terror. Watch out if he don't slap the stranglehold on you. Heel, mummy, heel.
Julia, will you shut up?
Yeah, don't swing. I'm on your side, Kato.
You have my heartfelt condolences. Yeah. Driver, the other passengers would like to move on. Do let's get the lead out of that gasoline.
I'll have you know that I'm not budging a spark plug until they get off this bus.
Look, I'll pay you 20 cents. Will you get rolling?
Yeah. I don't care where it comes from, just so I don't have to pay it out of my own pocket.
Very well, here you are.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Gristle Hips.
Well, shall we try it again?
Yes. Oh, by the way, driver, don't forget to ring up the fares.
Oh, all right. Oh, no! Now look what you made me do.
Look, kiddo, this time you paid because you rang it that time.
Yes, I rang it up. I rang it up and now I have to pay. Your little joke cost me 20 cents.
Why are you stopping on this bridge?
No reason at all, no reason at all. I just want to hear bells ring. Bells, 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 that's what I want to hear.
I think he blew his cord. Oh, well, we all have to go sooner or later.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
And this is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.